1987. Some talk about John Holmes, as you know, who was my roommate in college.
Burned my college yearbook. I burned it. I think you'd have burned your college yearbook, too, if you had John Holmes for a roommate. Man, I hated that guy. I remember the first time we all saw him. You know, we were all, you know, that first morning standing there in the bathroom talking. There were like 15 different shower heads in there, so we're all standing there naked, toweling off and in front of the mirror talking. Yeah, where are you from? Oh, I'm from here. Then John Holmes walked into the room. Oh, my God! We just stood there in stunned silence. I said, wait a minute, there's got to be a joke, right? That's paper mache or something. I leaned down to take a closer look, and that thing just looked at me and said, I said, oh, my God, it's real! All right, nice, nice, nice boy. That's it, easy. And so we realized that he was a man to be reckoned with. That thing was actually awkward for him, though, you know. Sure, he had a lot of fun with it, but you know, it was so hard for him to drain the vein. I mean, he needed a derrick. You can always tell when he had to make his bladder gladder, because in the bathroom you'd hear the big sound of a crane operating. You know, you'd hear, all right, lift her up. Yeah, we'll lay it on the belt. All right, now lift it up. Hey, aim toward the urinal, man. All right, hold it there. Hold it right here. All right, John, let her go. Hey, all right, now. All right, let her back down. Ease off on the yeah, she let it down. Okay, there you go. Okay, chuck her back in. There you go. I mean, it was like a real hassle. And, you know, there were times, like one time we were naked playing Blind Man's Bluff. As a fraternity initiation, they made us, all us pledges, get naked. And so it came, John Holmes turned to be the blind man. They blindfolded him. And when they spun him around, he knocked everything off the coffee table. Hey, watch out for that thing! Hey, no, not that way, John. You had him in the window. Look at it!
Easy.
Yeah, I mean, but it didn't damage that bad boy. It was so tough a cat couldn't have scratched it. I mean, it was awful. I'd be at the pub, you know, working a couple of babes, trying to impress them. Oh, yes, I'm a member of the theology club. As a matter of fact, I'm a debating team. I won the last three debates. And of course, this summer I'll be studying in Madrid. Yeah, all right. Because I'm bilingual and Spanish is my language. And they're going to be studying oh, really? And, you know, they'd be getting all impressed. And John had come walking in. He wasn't on any team. He wasn't on any club. He had a C average. But when he walked in here and said, hey, hey, any takers? It was like a stampede. And I'd be left sitting there. Hey, wait a minute. Want to see my letter?
And
I guess I was envious. Girls were always so eager to date him that first time. I remember one time he and I went on a double date. We were at a dance. And John Holmes and this girl are dancing. But before they started dancing, John gave her a felt tip pen. He said, hold this for me while we dance, would you? And she looks, it's a felt tip pen, you know, like one of those marker pens. And she thinks, geez, the guy's a little wacko, but, you know, from what I hear, it's going to be working. So they're dancing around. Needless to say, he gets roused. Finally, he said, baby, I can't contain myself any longer. She goes, my God, will you look up? He said, that's why I gave you the pen, baby. I figured we got to draw the line somewhere. Oh, yes.